You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm April Baer. President Donald Trump has proposed up to 100% tariffs on European wine. That means that consumers would be asked to pay double the current price tag for wines imported from Europe. The public comment period on that proposal ends next week. And then, who knows? There's been a great deal of confusion and angst in the food and beverage industries, including at Little Guy Wine Company, a wine wholesaler in Southeast Michigan. Here with us to explain how a trade dispute between Trump and France might impact business here at home is Elisa Weber-Santin, sales manager at Little Guy Wine Company. Elisa, welcome.
Thank you.
What would 100% tariffs mean for your business?
100% tariffs would be devastating to our business. We sell 85% imported wines, maybe a little more, and those are entirely European. When you think about 100% tariff, it's not something that can be absorbed. You can't take a wine that you've been paying, let's say, $20 for at the store and suddenly pay $40 for it. No one's going to do that. And so people like us who are in the business of bringing those wines to the stores and to the restaurants are simply not going to be able to bring those in, because we can't sit on wine that we are not going to be able to sell.
Where is the angst being felt? What are you hearing among your clients?
It's taking a little longer to filter through the system. I think those of us who are closer to where this is going to affect us, so importers and distributors are feeling it more, because we are already feeling the effects of the 25% tariffs on the French wines that went into play in October. So inventory that we already had was not affected by that, but stuff that we've gotten in since then is starting to filter through. And so the prices are starting to go up. Now, a 25% increase is hard and it's not ideal. It takes some adjusting, but can probably be weathered, but 100% cannot. We're just simply not able to bring in stuff that will then cost twice as much or more.
Wine prices are already subject to some flux, given that some restaurants need to adjust wine prices to cover the cost of paying their staff and doing other things. So what does that mean when a restaurant is getting wine with a hefty tariff on it and trying to figure out how to absorb that cost?
It's pretty complex. I think people are going to have to sort of rebrand if large tariffs go into place. I think a restaurant that is selling mostly European wine is going to have to think, what can we do differently? Do we need to buy wine from different countries? Do we need to focus on different types of, alcohol programs, like work on our spirits program more, or look into cider? Or, the problem is that ultimately the consumer is really going to have the problem, because they're going to have a lack of choice. I think some people think, people are going to say, I'm not going to pay that much for wine, so I'll drink something else. They're not going to even have the opportunity to, because the wine's just not going to be there.
Well, I mean, there is a pretty healthy domestic wine market right now. What would you say to someone who thinks there are plenty of great wines produced right here in the U.S. along the West Coast? Who cares if European wines get too expensive? Maybe it's time to expand our interest in Michigan wines.
Yeah, and that is a valid point. And I think we would see a small boost in domestic wine sales and Michigan, which could be good. The problem is there's just simply not enough production. If no one brings in European wines make up over 50% of the wine imported into the United, or wine produced in the world. And so America is the number one consumer of wine. If you suddenly couldn't get all that European wine anymore, or it was too expensive and didn't make sense, and people could only drink American wine, there simply wouldn't be enough of it.
Elisa, thanks for coming in and talking to us about this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Elisa Weber-Santin is a sales manager for Little Guy Wine Company.